program, you're about to hear Bob's slap pun-pronounce is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the church, the sub-genius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should pass no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
The preparations for Hate Week were in full swing, and the staffs of all the ministries were working overtime. Squads of volunteers were stitching banners, painting posters, erecting flagstaffs on the roofs, and preparing the street for Hate Week. All had to be organized. Stands had to be erected, effigies built, slogans coined, songs written, rumors circulated, photographs faked. Processions, meetings, military parades, lectures, waxwork displays, film shows, telescreen programs.
Hats! Get your hats! We got hats! We got snap brims! We got toppers! We got caps, fedoras, chapeaus, lids, whatever you call them.
Lids? I haven't heard that measurement in eons.
Oh, hey, evil Susie.
Oh, so Flues, did you get my note?
Yeah, and I gotta hand it to you. What a great plan.
Oh, yeah.
I've already sold one sombrero, two berets, and a fez.
What?
Only why anybody would choose any kind of hat over a fez is beyond me.
What the hell? Hats?
Yeah, you left me a note that said tonight you and I are going to be hat-mongering, and I figured I'd get a leg up. Yeah, I am so swift.
Hey, Flues, I got a hat for you.
That's not a hat.
Ah, another tragic hat crime. Well, back to doing the work of sweet dogs.
But she only questioned the teachings of the party when they in some way touched upon her own life.
I've always hated that creature, the way she exploits her title and everything.
I feel we're bonded in our hate for this sheeting.
Still got a scar, teeth marks, from where the bitch bit me.
Good grief! That woman must be lashed until she drops. She is undermining our civilization. She is a Chinese communist agent sent over to destroy us.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and I love you, too.
I got those refreshed hostility blues here in the heartless city. I'm elbowed and muscled and hustled around by a queer turn of psych. I'm bound to be pleasant to those I dislike. I got those refreshed hostility blues lost in the cruel city. I'm jostled, maltreated, and cheated in turn by an odd twist of fate. I yearn to be gracious to people I hate. I'm a lonesome emotional lackey who craves someone to attack. I need a waiter, a waitress, or hacky. To fight back. I got those repressed hostility blues here in the no good city. The anger I'm feeling is all in my mind. Oh, if only I knew some kind of a someone to transfer it to. To transfer it to. Oh, there must be a chump on whom I can dump my repressed hostility blues.
Now, some of this next footage may be too gruesome for some audience members, so viewer discretion is advised.
I think I'm going to be sick.
My eyes! Good grief!
Yuck.
My eyes can hardly believe this highly discolored garbage.
Such filth!
Is this smut supposed to be comedy?
The place.
I don't know.
W-R-E-K Atlanta.
It made me sick to watch.
Look at her degenerate face.
It's pathetic.
Time.
So bad.
How dare she pretend to be a virgin?
What?
Too damn late.
That little MF.
someone with some decency get to the fuse box?
I was working the show.
I've seen her in action for too many years.
Bob's Slacktime Funhouse.
She didn't used to be such a monster.
It was episode number 39.
But then she got so hostile.
And it looked like it wasn't going to be a pleasant one.
Please! Hundreds of people are being demoralized. Someone with some decency, rape her.
What?
Oh, I don't know.
If you did that for me, I could never ask another thing from you.
I'm the Reverend Susie the Floozy. I'd wear a badge, but there's nowhere to pin it. The street is my beat, and every city has them. Mean, ugly, slackless street.
Wait a minute, that's an idea.
She might have something there.
Easy, sailor, easy.
Some streets even have less slack than the bad ones. Some places are so incredibly slackless that they create in you a negative slack flux to where you're having to pay off the man for years before you even begin to feel one iota of that blessed slack that you deserve. In fact, dear listeners, I am so entrenched in the cause to preserve our precious weirdness. Why? Is it because I think I can change things? Ha! Hey, I'm not about to change the world. I didn't crap in its diaper. Yes, I am going to give myself the gift of hate, the one emotion left that has any impact. Oh, the others have been chipped away and stripped down to the raw wood. Love, sex, even fear itself are incapable of penetrating the numbing turtle wax coating left on your psyche by years of insidious input and video overload. Oh, yeah, it's locking you up like mega doses of sugar in your cerebral gas tanks. But hate is the one armor-piercing emotional bullet left to kickstart your vapor-locked biogram. And so, with that in mind, let's dive into tonight's episode of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. And hey, baby, let's you and me get a real hate on.
The colored poster, too large for indoor display, had been tacked to the wall. The poster was part of the preparation for Hate Week. It depicted simply an enormous face, more than a meter wide. The face of a man of about 45 with ruggedly handsome features. And a huge pipe, B-O-B. Is watching you, the caption beneath it ran. The enormous face gazed from the wall. It was one of those pictures which are so contrived that the eyes follow you about when you move.
For Hate Week, you know, we're making an all-out effort. Going to put on a tremendous show.
The hate song, which was to be the theme song of Hate Week, had already been composed and was being endlessly plugged on the telescreen. It had a savage, barking rhythm which could not exactly be called music, but resembled the tramp of marching feet. And in the midnight street, children played it at all hours of the night and day, unbearably on a comb and a piece of toilet paper. It was terrifying.
Yeah.
nobody liked grew up to be Roy Cohn.
Whoa!
Hey, Judas, what you doing down here? Hey, Judas, what you doing down here? The kiss that you gave Jesus, sent him to the cross. You killed yourself in shame while he suffered for our loss. You were bad, that's what you're doing down here. Hey, Adolf, what you doing down here? Hey, Adolf, what you doing down here? You infected people with your hatred, put the Jews behind barbed wire. You murdered 6 million while the smokestacks billowed higher. You were bad, that's what you're doing down here. Hey, Jim, what you doing down here? Hey, Jim, what you doing down here? You promised comfort and salvation to the poor and weak and gentle. You took everything they owned when they signed up for your temple. Then you led them to Vienna, where you force-fed them poison. You were bad, that's what you're doing down here. Hey, John, are you going there too? Hey, John, what did you go do? You weren't too nice to Jody with your phone calls and your letters. Lots of us get lovesick, you could have handled it better. But you thought you'd be a hot shot, and you went and took a pot shot at the president of the United States, a very popular president of the United States, who was instituting policies based on greed and hate. But you didn't care about that when you set his date with fate. You just fired your gun, your bullets merely grazed him. He made jokes on the way to the hospital, you hardly even fazed him. Then he became that much more popular after his brush with death. He became even more popular after his brush with death. Just like Jim Jones with his Kool-Aid or Judas with his kiss. I said, John, you did a bad thing when you missed. I said, hey, John, it's too bad you missed. I said, hey, John, it's too bad you missed. I'm not sure that you're damned, but it's a damn shame you missed. Hey, Ronnie, you're gonna get there yet. Hey, Ronnie, you're gonna get there yet. 76 years old as of February 5. I wonder how much longer you're gonna be alive. And though I'm still young with every reason to live past you, sometimes I'm afraid you won't let anyone outlast you. You say you went to Reykjavik to make the arms race stop, but the missiles hit silos and become such a big cash crop. And you say we need new weapons for us to stay on top. The ones we got already could make all of us drop. You're bad. You got me thinking the worst. Hey, Ronnie, I just hope you die first. Even if you don't destroy us all, I doubt God will forgive you. Me, I'm only human, I know I won't forgive you. If I outlive you and have children, they're gonna hate you too. Cause I'm gonna teach my children all about you. All about the things you did, all about the things you tried, all the facts that you distorted, and the times you outright lied.
and your sleazy money grubbing friends who used to be by your side, and how 241 boys died due to your dumb pride, how you traded arms with terrorists to fund your war in Nicaragua, and how you put down the Bill of Rights for cheap fundamentalist dogma, how you supported all sorts of death machines, how you ignored the needy, how you blinded everybody by preying on their fears and greed. That's how you were elected to do your wicked deed. Yeah, my children are gonna know all about your wicked deed. And if they have children, they're gonna know too. Hey, Ronnie, I hope I get to live to be as old as you. My grandchildren will gather round and play a little game. I'll ask whatever happened to, and then I'll name a name. I'll name some bad men, I'll name the worst. They'll make their grandpa proud with their answers well rehearsed. Yours will be the last name, I'll say it with a grin. I'll say he used to be the president. Where's he been since then? They'll answer Ronald Reagan, Burns, and hell with Judas, Adolf, and Jim. They'll answer Ronald Reagan, Burns, and hell with Judas, Adolf, and Jim. They'll know that Ronald Reagan is burning in hell with Judas, Adolf, and Jim.
And there's one more thing. Nancy and I are hooked on heroin.
Not anymore.
You have a new type of rule now. Not one-man rule, a rule of aristocracy or plutocracy, but a small group's elevated to positions of absolute power by random pressures and subject to political and economic factors that leave little room for decision. They are representatives of abstract forces who have reached power through surrender of self. The iron-willed dictator is a thing of the past. There will be no more Stalins, no more Hitlers. The rulers of this most insecure of all worlds are rulers by accident, inept, frightened pilots with control of a vast machine they cannot understand, calling in experts to tell them which buttons to push.
Click.
They have slain them by the sword. They have hung them by ropes. They have chopped their heads off by guillotines. They have burned them at the stake. They have drowned them in rivers. They have hated them. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's what they hate. They don't hate the fact that a man gets saved and he quits cussing. Anybody that's in his right mind, I'd rather hear a person carry on a conversation without slang and cursing. Anybody has. And there's nothing wrong with the old alcoholic getting saved and getting dried out. Nothing wrong with that whatsoever. I mean, anybody in the world is for that. I mean, that's wonderful. That's good. And they do not hate the fact that here is a street-walking woman that's lived in the scarlet sin of life, and her face has been pocked with the sin of her diseased body. And that gets right with God, and she becomes a well-dressed, fine lady. Everybody enjoys that. That's wonderful. That's reform. That's wonderful. And nobody in this world is against a teenage rebellious son who's been feeding in the big pens of sin, getting his heart right with God, and becoming an honest, honest, obedient, kind, sweet, loving son. I mean, everybody likes that. Doesn't matter who it is, from the mayor to the policeman on the street. Everybody likes it. That's wonderful. That's good. I'll tell you where the venom gets up. I'll tell you where the hatred comes when you start telling somebody else about Jesus. It's all right to have your religion and keep it to yourself. There's no hatred of Christ as long as you just keep it. I'll tell you what you do. You start knocking on somebody's door and telling them that Jesus Christ died for their sins, and if they're not saved, they're going to hell. You watch the last one.
Oh, yes. You know, it used to be easy to be entertained by the idiotic antics of the normals. They were such ineffectual losers, living out there in their little evolutionary cul-de-sacs and bad, cheap-ass subdivisions, where the only trees are rusting swing sets, enacting little domestic dramas to fuel the America's most inbred media furnace.
Oh, if only they were John Waters cute. But how is it they're as ugly on the inside as they are on the outside? These unenlightened dweebs just can't get the picture. Oh, the redneck is not the state bird, and the state tree is no longer the flaming cross. The future, what's left of it at least, is no longer in the hands of the white-landed male aristocracy. Hey, we're taking the place to the next level, whether they want it or not. We're taking it just like their forebears took it from the Indians, and hey, turnabout is foreplay. Oh, but the pink conspiracy dupes, they're just too scared to change. They've latched onto the last vestiges of their homogenized world like a pit bull on a mailman, and they ain't a letting up. Oh, but their grip had better slip, and slip soon, because the exes are going to take it away from everybody. Except, of course, the card-carrying subgenie. And that's in just a few short years. The cosmic stopwatch is ticking away, and we'd like our chance to screw the world up our way. Hey, there are still a few experiments I want to carry out while I'm still in this particular gravity, and most of those would be impossible under existing state, federal, and international laws. But hey, now, hate is something that if you're going to do it, then for Bob's sake, do it right. Oh, the average po-bucker hates gays, Jews, blacks, even subgenie, especially the subgenius strain, but not from any basis of understanding, not from any true knowledge. They've never spent any real time with anyone other than their own type. The workplace doesn't count because they have to be semi-socialized in that situation and the masks are on. But when the gloves are off, their hatred is based on conjecture and hysteria. The further removed from reality, the better. Oh, it's a bitter, bitter hatred, mind you. But it's hardly sincere. Now, take me for example. I hate normals not because I've heard or read bad things about them, but unfortunately, I've experienced the banal agony of the southern redneck neo-existence firsthand. Oh, I've learned to hate them by excruciating daily contact with them in a jerkwater po-bucker Georgia town. And I know personally the manure content and the common clay. So let them go back to hate school and bone up a little, because they can't hold a candle to subgenius hate squared.
As if on cue.
Good guys wear them, and so can you.
Say, babies, get in on what's happening. Here's an item that's always groovy. It's not gonna wear out. It's not gonna be out. It's gonna be in. Be in. Wear it to be ins. Wear it to love ins. Wear it to turn ins. Your Nazi helmet is factory fresh and comes with a choice of personalized decals made of the finest organic plastic. This item will never become obsolete. Kids, get your own helmet club. Plan secret meetings. Wear your helmets to school. Compare your genuine now helmet to dad's old one. Guarantee complete protection in all demonstrations. Hey, kids, get up tight with your out-of-sight Nazi helmet today.
Good guys wear them, and so can you.
You didn't do it.
my face, and Tiny Tim sticking his moldy penis into my bleeding mind as he cries for the strength to repel the sanctimonious sound of the right rock boom, the grateful dead. Dead are my aspirations as they struggle for a fee, sweet smelling breath of life, while being choked by the Christianic gas, passed by the most reverend Bishop Foot J. Sheen as he socks into us. Oh, in the name Lord, now, and my realities have turned into a stone figuration of Miss Liberty as she stands on the corners of the world, selling herself to anyone with the head of George Washington on them. And all the while, he sits on a throne of egoish with DDT in one hand and a white tornado in the other, wearing a crown of castrated black dicks and reading the non-violent thoughts of Gandhi. And I watch him relax by playing golf before Wilkins bars with Ben and Rustin glued to his thing. But Z-Rock's copies of Martin Luther King are popping from his skull to dream the impossible dream. Knock, knock, who's there? It's Red Brown. And he'll open up, I'll strike a light and burn your house down. And I see Malcolm's spirit, his eyes burning red, black, and green flames, and crying tears of Thunderbird wine. It seems to touch my lips and make me become thirsty for a taste of freedom. Freedom by any means necessary. It's necessary to have freedom by any means necessary. And I begin to hate with love and love with hate. This is madness. This is madness. This is madness.
Well, we change from one extreme to another. Can you help me with my shame? I didn't mean to when I kicked and punched. From nowhere this demon came. Forgive me for this mindless move. This honest play, don't use me for the devil's food and throw away the key. Give me a reason so I've got someone else to blame. Give me a reason so I've got someone else to blame.
This is madness. And screaming for my help as the ego's raping claws rip and tear at its virginal form. All ECs, all Toothmoses, all Samra, Allah, Bismillah, Yirak, Malinahim. Give me your undying strength to rise up and reorder the cosmos so that man can truly understand and appreciate the cosmic beauties and realities of science and love. And he has turned the feminine part of me sexual feet. Look at her standing there wearing a micro miniskirt made from the strands of Freud's mother's pubic hairs and an uncovered vest to be blood and pus and her lips covered with that anesthetic white woman called Avon. But yet she smiles at me for the indignity of overcoming ejaculating sperm into her mind. And Maurice McGuire's mentioned the finger can go at night in his red dreams and her soft, wet, blinking tears of love seem to flood my heart with strength to gather all and then to put her back on her pedestal as my love queen and not my sex queen. And I hear my mother's voice whispering in the wind, reminding me of the many times he tried to rape her of her blackness. But she was the strength of a panther, the swiftness of a cheetah, and the cunning of a lioness. Would not be caged up with the other lions that kept me from being totally free. And when she came home at night, I could smell the musty closeness of his body and see his transition fingerprints on her tired, ruined physical structure, deep passed from warding off his beastly attacks. But she would smile the smile of a thousand black orchids at me, not realizing all the while that the anger of 100 symbols was residing in my soul. And doing all this time, my father was somewhere drowning his mutant plastic mind itself in a bottle of cheap wine and letting that spiritual catalyst, John Coltrane, pay celestial homage to that white god who was riding his main vein. This is madness. This is madness. This is madness. I am the master of this house.
Can you be supreme and sing songs of black love when your mouth is overrunning with the sperm of trigger? And William Siren is going to commit suicide when he finds out that Nat Turner made love to his great-great-grandmother. And he has taken our most violent and militant leaders and took lollipops up their ass to pacify their black power buzz. And he is beginning to assume that all of us were born under the sign Taurus to Bull, because all we do is bull. This is madness. This is madness. Oh, this madness is madness. This madness is madness.
To wipe away the cries with the softness of my hand. I didn't mean to break the ties. I'm after all a family man. Here is it, so I've got someone else to blame.
Someone with a comb and a piece of toilet paper was trying to keep tune with the music, which was still issuing from the telescreen.
It's a nightmare. I'll wake up, my clothes will be on, it will all go away.
We aim to pull evil up by the root before it chokes out the flower of our culture and heritage.
Oh, what in heaven's name is he talking about? In such poor taste.
I don't know why you say
that. Quiet, you awful man.
Morale in the local chapter further deteriorated when the Kleagle arrived.
Just trying to spread around the joy.
In a costume sewn from white muslin pillowcases.
In spite of laws on the books that may discourage that.
All that was visible of George were his beady eyes peeping through the slits of the pointy little hood.
Skull and bones!
And behind that mask, he is liberated and become someone else.
Gosh, okay.
And now, women, let's not forget those ladies, y'all, looking to us for protection from docking, from Jews, from papists. And from all those smart-ass folks say we come descended from monkey.
For which I'm grateful.
The Kleagle had gotten customarily shit-faced, and when the climactic moment came to light the cross, the Klansman accidentally ignited the Grand Kleagle instead. In the absence of a fire hose, the frantic Klansmen were forced to save their blazing comrade by spritzing him with well-shaken cans of Schlitz beer. The Kleagle, his sheet in scorched tatters.
Don't you freaking look at me.
Oh, it's all burnt and dirty.
Hey, I told you not to look.
Hoodless, the charred Kleagle was a black man.
Hey, where are the white women at?
What the hell, man?
Alexa! Howdy, brothers! Hail Whitey! Hail Whitey! Hail!
At the moment, the blacks and whites are squaring up for each other.
Oh, blame the blamer. Classy, guys. Real classy.
Half of the Irish are squaring up against the other Irish. And they're incapable of living in peace because of history. Because of what their parents have wished them.
1 week of every year is designated National Brotherhood Week. This is just one of many such weeks honoring various worthy causes. One of my favorites is National Make Fun of the Handicapped Week, which Frank Fontaine and Jerry Lewis are in charge of, as you know. During National Brotherhood Week, various special events are arranged to drive home the message of brotherhood. This year, for example, on the first day of the week, Malcolm X was killed, which gives you an idea of how effective the whole thing is. I'm sure we all agree that we ought to love one another, and I know there are people in the world who do not love their fellow human beings, and I hate people like that. Here's a song about National Brotherhood Week. The white folks hate the black folks, and the black folks hate the white folks. To hate all but the right folks is an old established rule. But during National Brotherhood Week, National Brotherhood Week, Lena Horne and Sheriff Clark are dancing cheek to cheek. It's fun to eulogize the people you despise, as long as you don't let them in your school. Poor folks hate the rich folks, and the rich folks hate the poor folks. All of my folks hate all of your folks. It's American as apple pie. But during National Brotherhood Week, National Brotherhood Week, New Yorkers love the Puerto Ricans 'cause it's very chic. Step up and shake the hand of someone you can't stand. You can tolerate him if you try. Protestants hate the Catholics, and the Catholics hate the Protestants, and the Hindus hate the Muslims, and everybody hates the Jews. But during National Brotherhood Week, National Brotherhood Week, it's National Everyone Smile at One Anotherhood Week. Be nice to people who are inferior to you. It's only for a week, so have no fear. Be grateful that it doesn't last all year.
Good day. I'm L. Ron McKenzie.
Who?
I'm L. Ron McKenzie, and welcome to my church.
Get out.
Okay. Oh, no. It's a beautiful Sunday. In a few moments, I'll be giving my sermon. My topic today is don't kill bugs. Okay. The people are coming into my church, and in a few minutes, the choir will sing, and then I'll get up and give my sermon. So I'll just be sitting here having a beer while they file in. Okay, just, okay, hold on, everyone. Remember, I'm L. Ron McKenzie, not Doug. L. Ron. Okay.
Would everyone please have a seat? Could everyone now in the church please have a seat? L. Ron McKenzie will now give his sermon.
Good day, everyone. I'm glad everyone could be here today. The driving, I know, was bad, what with 8 feet of snow and all. So, like, okay, my topic today in church is bugs. Everyone hates bugs.
Look at all these roaches around me every day. Need something strong to make them go away. Look at all these roaches, can't take it no more. Get up at night, turn on the light, and see the floor show. Can't go no place, the dream boy, they would linger. They see my face, they laugh, they flip me off with a middle finger. They run so fast, they always
Aaron hates bugs, but why kill them? Because, like, just because you hate something is no reason to kill it. Like, if everyone killed all that they hated, where would we be? There would be no one here, because sooner or later, no matter how good you are, somebody hates you and will think of you as a bug. And then next thing you know, you're gone. So, like, what good is it, eh? So, don't kill bugs.
The preceding sermon was presented by L. Ron McKenzie. Good sermon, Hosehead.
Shh, don't call me Hosehead in church, eh? I think the sermon was a big success.
Okay, where do you want to go after church?
We'll go for a beer to celebrate.
Right on!
You're right on that.
Yes, dear friends. Did you know the ability to openly be a subgenius is taken for granted but just a portion of a human lifespan ago? Being different was a Glenn or Glenda type of offense, usually punished with a scenery-chewing suicide, with a car wreck, or with some other timely hand of God type thing. Oh, and if God failed, they'd drag you out of your home and beat you to death, and life was good. But times have changed. Oh, now, not everything has changed, mind you. They will still hate you for what you think, what you say, and what you are. They just can't beat your brains out in the open as much as they used to. Oh, but the normal pink boys have hit that snooze button one too many times. This is their wake-up call. Their turn is up. Now, it's a celebration of weirdness. Oh, we can wallow in it. We can wag our weirdness in their faces and not die for it.
Now I know it's not unusual. It's nothing so unique. There's probably hundreds of wonderful love affairs that go bad in this town every week. Big town, but all of them others, them sad-hearted lovers, could cry in their beer one day. It didn't concern me, was none of my business. I never had nothing to say. But suddenly, darling, the table has turned. You have left me for somebody new. And now it's hard to express the resentment I feel for the years that I've wasted on you. But let me kind of put this another way, okay?
Ein, zwei, drei, vier. I know it's not unusual. This something so unique. There's probably hundreds of wonderful love affairs that go bad in this town every week. But all of them all that said how their lovers could cry in their beer was okay. It didn't concern me. It was none of my business. I never had nothing to say. Oh, but suddenly, darling, the table is turned. You have left me for somebody new. And now I'm going to express the resentment I feel for the years that I've kissed away on you. I'm so full of H-A-T-R-E-D. I'm bitter.
says me love an enemy. If this goes against your most basic survival instinct, but it can be done and turned to an advantage. Let the love squirt out of you like a fire hose of molasses. Give him the kiss of life. Stick your tongue down his throat. Taste what he's been eating and bless his digestion. Ooze down into his intestines and help him along with his food. Let him know that you revere his rectum as part of an ineffable whole. Make him understand that you stand in naked awe of his genitals as part of the master plan. Life in all its rich variety, do not alter. Let your love enter in unto him and penetrate him with a divine lubricant. Makes KY Leland feel like sandpaper. It's the most mucilaginous, the slimiest, ooziest lubricant ever was or shall be. Amen.
Josh Liston, Ramsey, Fair Brennan. Darfur Connish. It's been from Altsukus, else leave behind it. Jesus, minor melt. Oh, that's a wet my whiskey. Survive, he said, is the name of the game. What I give a shit about these people.
Oh, I hate doing the credits, so I'll just go through them fast. We started out with the Repressed Hostility Blues with Katie Lee. I Hate Everything by the Queers. Cotton Mather going on a witch hunt with the Pink Lincolns. Chermak DeForest sang that lovely ballad, Hey Judas. There's a little William S. Burroughs in there, along with major chunks of old Susie Rants from Bob's Slacktime Funhouse number 35 in 1994, when I could still get it up to hate. You know, listening to the braying invective spewed by the current crop of craphead little bitches on right-wing radio has flat put me off of hate for a while. So I'm glad I already had those tracks laid down, damn them. Oh, that Nazi Helmets ad, that was from some weird movie soundtrack called You Are What You Eat, starring Peter Yarrow, Peter Paul and Mary, and Tiny Tim. Oh, and then there were the residents of the March of the Swastikas, and I had to add a little Adolf to that because, you know, everything's better with Adolfs. Oh, yeah, and everything's better with the original Angry Black Man. Yes, the Last Poets from 1971 with This Is Madness. Oh, which I naturally had to counterpoint with a little Madness singing Give Me a Reason. And after that, Tom Lehrer told us about National Brotherhood Week. Doug and Bob McKenzie were in there from the Great White North album. Bobby Jimmy and the Critters hating the Roaches. Tony O'K with H-A-T-R-E-D. William S. Burroughs' pithy instruction manual of just how to love your enemies. And then Barnes and Barnes brought it home with Learn to Kiss the Enemy. And William S. Burroughs again in his French cabaret phase. But hey, I guess a lot of us go through that too.
Falling in love again, tell me it's not true. Last thing I should do is not hate them.
And you know, I don't hate you half as much as I should. Good night, seekers.
Worst f***ing excuse for music I ever heard.
That's it. Show's over. 5-6 so long hicks.
Now take your hire, floozy, and get the hell out.
What a drag.
Worst episode.
I hate that kind of bastard.
Go to hell. Good riddance.
Hey, my turn.